part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
I just love that. Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 88, part two. Thanks for tuning in. Do you tune in? Is that what you do when you listen to our show? You tune
it
in?
No, you can't tune it in.
You just download it?
You play it.
Play it.
I guess you could tune. No, you can't.
We've been doing this 2 years and people still ask me, how do I get it again?
You adjust the volume.
Can you send me your link again? You know what? If you're too stupid to do it the first fucking six times I sent you the link, I don't want you to listen to the show, you fucking idiot.
I guess you can consider searching for our podcast as tuning.
Right.
So then you're tuning in when you find it and download it.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Went out to dinner with Special Ed last night.
Oh, yeah?
And he's got a lot of free time on his hands. He's a freelance architect now.
Yeah, he resigned.
Yeah, he's had it. So, and I think he's got his first job already.
Yeah.
Designing some restaurants or something. Anyway, so he was telling me my daughter slept over there a couple weeks ago. And she walks in the morning, and her clothes and her blanket and her pillow smell like skunk. I mean, like a skunk was in our house. I'm like, what is that? And Shannon says, oh, my God, there's some skunks next door, and they got over to the Special Ed's house, and they must have sprayed down by a window in the basement or something. Because the whole house was permeated with the stench. And it got into her clothes and stuff. So I found out from Special Ed that he's caught two skunks already in a trap in the front of his house that are burrowing under his front porch. And so and we went to, you know, get them and stuff and go out to dinner. And he had a cage right next to the house, and it was empty. By the time we got back, there was a skunk in it.
Did the whole block smell?
No, because it didn't freak out or anything. So three skunks he's caught, and he says what they do on they got to leave it in there till Monday. But what they do is this company comes out and they drag the cage out into the front lawn and they take like a 10-foot pole with a little tranquilizer tip on it and they stab it and kill it right there.
They kill it?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't relocate it?
No. Because they like, man, they spread like rabbits. They reproduce like rabbits, man. And they come in,
doesn't everything?
And they come in packs of 10. They're like little. He goes, yeah. There's probably like 10 of them. So I just have to keep catching them, and we have to kill them until they. He says we tried.
Why does
he
leave some dead carcasses around the driveway?
He tried everything.
Like hang them up on poles.
They like poured dog urine in there and shoveled dog shit into the hole and nothing. I said, you know, or I hadn't told him this, but I thought maybe he should take like a flamethrower and shoot that in the hole. Just burn them out or smoke them out. But he might burn his house down. Yeah so he was going to come tonight, but he's
got a skunk problem.
He's got a skunk. Yeah, he's got a little.
So when you went out to dinner, did he smell like a skunk?
No.
Tetanus.
But his basement did.
Where'd you go out to dinner?
Lalo's.
What's that? Where's that?
Used to be Maria's.
Oh, in Rosemont?
No, right here.
Oh, right, right. What is it now? Is it Mexican?
Lalo's. Same thing, yeah.
Mexican?
Yeah.
Same owners? Different people?
No. Different owners.
Is it as good as Maria's?
Not really.
Margaritas?
I had the plate of, or the skillet of meat.
Skillet of meat?
Yeah.
You like your meat,
yeah,
John.
I do. It was chicken, bacon-wrapped shrimp, chorizo, big, giant Mexican sausage, skirt steak.
That's a sight.
I forget what else, some other. Oh, and then this, like, jalapeno that was, and I should have learned the first time I was there, this jalapeno that they grill. The first time I was there, I just ate the whole thing, and it's bigger than my thumb. And I thought, oh, hey, this got to be good, you know. And it's, you figure that all the spice is out of it, the burning sensation because they grilled it.
Mm-hmm.
I ate the whole freaking thing, and it was the hottest goddamn thing I've eaten in my life. Well, except for the time when Rick thought it'd be funny when I went to one of their Mardi Gras parties, and he dipped a whole chunk of alligator sausage into a bowl of Dave's Insanity hot sauce. You ever have that?
No, I'm not a hot sauce guy.
It's pure hot sauce. What they do is, it's pure cap, they call it. It's the extract from the pepper that they use in pepper spray to spray in your eyes. And then they add flavor to it. And there was no flavor. I was running around outside scooping up handfuls of snow and shoving it in my mouth.
Mm.
But yeah, I did the same thing last night, except I didn't eat the whole pepper. I just cut it in half, figuring, oh, yeah, this will be all right. Yeah, bad mistake.
Start sweating.
Yeah. Yeah, instantly.
Yeah, I don't need to sweat more than I already
do. You don't need to do that.
I don't need to do that, John.
I hear you.
All right, well, let's turn to science news, John. This is first science stories out of Germany. A German brother and sister couple is challenging the law against incest.
Oh, God.
They were raised separately. They met when he was 23 and she was 15, and they began living together a year later. They have four kids. One has epilepsy. Two have special needs. Three have been put in foster care. Wait a minute. Four kids. One and two is three, and three is six. The brother has served a two-year sentence for incest. He has recently got a VAS.
He recently.
Now, the couple's arguments are, hey, the law is outdated. It violates our civil rights. We're not hurting anyone, so just leave us alone.
Right.
And the law lets couples with genetic risks due to advanced age or hereditary diseases have kids, so why not us? And if we live together have more kids, how can the government prove we're having sex without becoming dangerously invasive? So there's a German brother and sister couple. I wonder how many other brother-sister couples there are, John. How many do you think they are?
I don't know. God damn it. Do you hear that?
Yeah, only out of my right ear. Next science story, John.
Hello.
Cosmetic vagina surgery is becoming a hot business. Cosmetic vagina surgery.
I heard that.
Simple procedures. Laser vaginal rejuvenation. Designer laser vaginoplasty and revirginization cost $3,000 to $9,000. Plastic surgeons reportedly nearly 800 procedures in 2005. Many more are done by gynecologists and haven't been tallied. One doctor says he performed more than 3,000 in the past 12 years and has trained 140 doctors in a dozen states and 20 countries. Here's the rationale, John. We're just giving women what they want. Number two, it's no worse than dyeing your hair. Number three, it improves sex if you had a baby. Number four, it saves some marriages. BS. Can a marriage really be saved if a woman gets a designer lazy laser vaginoplasty.
Vaginoplasty.
Objections. There's no scientific evidence that it improves sex or is safe. Number two, it's foisted on insecure women by pushy men and greedy doctors. Three, women who ask for it have been brainwashed by porn models. Do porn models have good-looking vages, John?
I don't know. I didn't know. Yeah.
Number four, it's another step in changing women's bodies to suit society. And I think it's a bunch of shit.
But it's their choice.
It is their choice.
It's what they want to do.
It is what, yeah, that's fine if they pay for it, okay? Here's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, John. Because, like, let's say Mr. Schmuel hooks up with some chick and she says, hey, Mr. Schmuel, I want you to pay $9,000 for a designer laser vaginoplasty.
Vaginal.
And while they're at it, add another $3,000 for re-virginization. And he's just stupid enough to do it, John.
All right.
And my message is to the men. That's fine if they want to do that, but it's not coming out of your paycheck. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Over a vagina. And the other absurd thing is men screw anything, John. They don't care.
Anus.
Yeah. A vagina.
So they're going to notice a subtle change in a vagina?
They might.
That's a bunch of crap. Crap. I heard some guy screws automobiles in the UK.
Come on!
So is he going to be concerned if the woman does not have laser vaginal rejuvenation? I don't think so. All right, next story, John.
Did they say anything like what they do with their vag?
They don't give that detail. I could probably research it and get that detail, John. I think the terms enough give us enough information. Laser vaginal rejuvenation. I think they tightened it up, you know. Designer laser vaginoplasty. I don't know what that is. In re-virginization.
Vaginoplasty.
Vaginoplasty.
Vaginoplasty or vaginoplasty?
Vagino. Vaginoplasty.
Oh, with an O? Vagino?
Vaginoplasty.
Vaginoplasty. Neuroscience.
Now, this last science story, obviously, these are very accredited scientists, but they must not listen to our webcast, John. The urge to hug a departed loved one again or prevent atrocities are among the compelling reasons that keep the notion of time travel alive in the minds of many. While the idea makes for great fiction, some scientists now say traveling to the past is impossible.
Oh.
There are a handful of scenarios that theorists have suggested for how one might travel
to the
wrong.
Past,
said Brian Greene, author of the bestseller The Elegant Universe and a physicist at Columbia University. And almost all of them, if you look at them closely, brush up right at the edge of physics as we understand it. Most of us think that almost all of them can be ruled out.
Well, we've proven that wrong.
Yeah, we have. And unfortunately, yeah. I don't have the key phrase that I meant to highlight in the story. Because obviously we've proved that wrong. Yes. Yeah, stupid asses. Brian Greene from Columbia University. All right, that's it with science news. On to celebrity news, John. Mancow Mueller.
Ugh.
Do you know Mancow Mueller?
Ugh. Man queer, big baby.
Big baby radio DJ.
Total nonsense so much.
With the turd. Remember the turd?
Yeah.
He used to be on in Chicago. They kicked him off.
Get the fuck out, you crybaby.
And if you want to listen to a Mancow imitator, listen to Red Bar Radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, CBS Radio and Imus Communications decided not to pony up for Eric Mancow Mueller. For $5.95 per month, $17.85 for 90 days, or $54.95 per year, you can get the morning man WCWKQX dumped and struggling CKG decided it was better off without. Subscriptions, which include a free one-month trial, are available through mancow.com. What you get for your money, one less than month than Rush Limbaugh's site, is an archive of past shows, photos, and bits, in addition to live streams of Mancow's daily broadcasts. Although some of his affiliated stations provide that for free on their website. Mueller, meanwhile, has been replaced on Los Angeles's KLACAM after 18 months. The Los Angeles outlet had been pointed to as a harbinger of Mueller's chances of taking his piecemeal syndicated to stations truly national, if that makes sense.
You need more light, man.
So, Mancow Mueller
is washed up.
Is being phased out of radio, of free FM, John. Free FM.
It's about time.
Well, so did Penn Jillette, but that was a travesty.
Yeah. And guess who they put on?
Yeah, Matt Dahl.
Oh, my God.
Have you listened to it?
What a joke.
Have you listened to it? We got to clip some out. That is the worst radio in the history of the world.
What is it going to be, the Dahl Network?
I can't even listen to Steve Dahl.
I can't
anymore.
Either. He's so terrible.
He's awful. He was great when he was hammered all the time. And maybe that's a good excuse for me to start pounding again. But once he got sober and he doesn't drink anymore, his show is awful. There's nothing. There's nothing to listen to there. All right, John, our next celebrity story is about the Pope and about Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Pope Benedict XVI has criticized his late predecessor, Pope John Paul II's decision to share the stage with the American rocker Bob Dylan. The current Pontiff John, who took over as head of the Roman Catholic Church following John Paul's death in 2005, believes rock music is the work of Satan and canceled the annual Christmas pop concert at the Vatican last year.
Kind of one of those exaggerations.
Being a dick, 16 was one of the John Paul's closest aides during his time as Pope and was concerned when John
Paul
a dick. Appeared on the same platform as Dylan during the 1997 concert in Bologna, Italy. Dylan sang Knocking on Heaven's Door, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, and Forever Young at the concert. In Benedict XVI's new book, John Paul II, my beloved predecessor, the current Pope writes, there was a reason to be skeptical that I was indeed.
He's not
in a certain sense, I still am today. I have doubts to this day whether it was right to let this kind of so-called prophet.
He's a Nazi.
Take the stage in front of John Paul II. Yeah, what a bunch of shit. He thinks rock music is Satan. And this guy's the Pope. He's the head of the Catholic
Pope
Church.
Pope being a dick is German.
Okay.
He's not Italian.
But he learned that he spent his whole life at the Vatican. And he was Pope John Paul's right-hand man, John.
No, you got to do like, yeah, double.
And our next celebrity news, John, Britney Spears. I don't know if you've heard this, but she's in rehab.
Wow.
While in rehab, Spears writes 666 on her bald head, screams, I am the Antichrist, and attempts hanging. She screamed, I am the Antichrist, whilst running through the center. Spears is also apparently seeking a reconciliation with husband Kevin Federline.
Yeah.
And demanded she wants to have another baby soon. She was found by staff at the Promises Clinic before she could hurt herself with a bed sheet.
No.
Oh, hey. Satan.
Oh, yeah. I heard you guys talking about this, and I thought I'd drop in.
Yeah, so what do you have to do with this, Britney Spears scrawling 666 on her head?
Yeah, well, 666, it's a little overrated, that whole thing.
Well, it certainly gets the media's attention, especially when she runs around screaming she's the Antichrist.
Well, you know, I gotta admit, your show doesn't reach a lot of people, so I had to branch out a little bit.
And, wait a minute. So part of the media campaign for Satan was to...
Yeah.
Come on, John and Scott show.
Yeah, well, you know, the James Cameron show came out about Jesus being married, and they found his bones and all that. And I don't want people to stop believing in me and the G, you know.
Right.
So I gotta, you know, we gotta kick it up a notch.
You gotta turn it up a notch.
Yeah, we gotta get some media coverage, and that was the best way.
Well, one time we had you in here, I talked to you about you made a deal with, like, Zeppelin selling their souls. Is it the same with Britney? Did Britney, was she vulnerable? And did she come to you and say, hey, I want to sell my soul for some pop celebrity?
Well, we do it with Temptation, Scott. We have to, it's all about temptation.
Right,
and,
right.
We tempt her, tempt, and keep doing it until finally she cracks. You know, starts showing the vag on in pictures and shaving and showing the vag, giving a little Rick chin down there, and you know, we start out slow. You know, it's transitional. It's kind of, it grows. We don't you know, it's just not like, and you like that?
I do. Satan snap? That was a nice snap. Yeah.
But with the Zep, it was the same way. You know, it's gradual. You got to make them really want it. And then when they do, man, they sign anything over.
So she's coming out of the Mouseketeers. She's coming out of that, and she wants to maintain this certain level of stardom. So she gets involved with, I don't even know what her hits were back then.
Oops, I did it again.
Oops, I did it again. She's got a very clean image,
yeah.
And then it just kind of turned. She started partying in Vegas and getting married to some guy for 56 hours. Then she hooks up with,
Madonna.
Federline, making out with Madonna.
I know, it's kind of funny. Federline is starting, K-Fed is looking good.
Yeah, who would imagine that K-Fed had
the guy's a genius. Just keep your
head.
Mouth shut,
yeah.
And watch the wife crumble.
A better head on his shoulders than the wife. And I got to tell you, she shaved her head. She looks like Alien Nation. I mean, she's got a big globe back there, a big mound of brain fluid or something.
Yeah, she looks like Sigourney in Alien 3.
Oh, that's an insult to Sigourney. Sigourney looked hot, okay, with a shaved head. Brittany looks like she has somebody put a bowling ball back there.
Oh, she's got that knot on the back of her head, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah, she's going down the tube. She definitely needs some attention, so I helped her out. But it was strictly to get some publicity. The G and I think we're not being... especially we get that Pope being a dick, who's a complete idiot. You know, I mean, he's making us a laughing stock with the whole rock and roll thing.
Well, yeah, and if
that worked back in the 50s and 60s, but now, come on. You got to at least say rap music is the devil's music.
Yeah, he's a little behind the times. It's like he would have thrown Galileo in prison today, you know.
What an idiot. Oh, and he's our talking piece right now, our radio to God.
Actually, TTN is the radio to God, but he doesn't show up here
anymore.
That's
true, that's true.
What's up with that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. What are you asking me for?
You got Easter coming up. That's going to be a big...
Yeah.
Is that?
I heard you guys are playing that weekend.
Yeah, we're playing that weekend. We rented bunny suits and everything.
Bunny suits and the sacrificial lamb cake. That's out of sight. Are you guys going to have peep fights? I heard you had that before.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Throw those marshmallow peeps at people.
But now, do you celebrate Jesus' resurrection with the same intensity you would a birth of Christ? I mean, you guys get in the Escalade?
Not really.
What do you do? You just kind of lay low?
Well, we'll you know, toast a little bit of JD, do a little Jack Daniels with the G-Man. And I don't know. I mean, being born again or resurrection. It's not the same as the birth, you know.
Right.
Although it's what perpetuated Christianity, because it wouldn't have evolved the way it did if it wasn't for the ascension of Jesus to heaven.
Right, and if that didn't happen, what would you and the G-Man be doing right now?
Well, we'd be part of another. We're a part of a lot of religions right now. We're picking the most popular one. You know, 2.6 billion followers. You know, and there's only 1.2 billion followers of the Muslim faith. And then, you know, coming in third is the non-believers. So we got to work on them.
What about Scientology? Do you have any...
Oh, yeah.
Do they pose a threat, Scientology?
No, not at all. And they're a big help.
They named Tom Cruise their Jesus Christ. You know what they need is a Satan-like figure. Now they have their Jesus figure. What they need is a Satan figure. The yin and the yang.
They have Xenu.
That's what really pushes you over the edge. But
yeah.
Xenu's got to materialize, or they have to make a movie about Xenu. Like The Exorcist or something.
Yeah.
You know?
The Xenu Cyst. Did you ever see Battlefield Earth?
No, I have not.
Great movie.
It was one of the worst ever.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No?
Oh, yeah. You got Forrest Whitaker, Academy Award winning Forrest Whitaker in that movie.
Yeah, can't tell because they got so much makeup on.
No.
That's what I heard.
Prosthetic facial features.
Prosthetic?
Yeah. Then you got John Travolta, Barbarino. Is in the movie. It's stellar. It's unbelievable.
You know, Bob Marino came out and said that they could have helped Anna Nicole, the Scientologist.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
What'd you have to do with Anna Nicole?
I didn't have to do much.
No? She was fucked up to begin with?
No. We had Howard Stern messing, you know, working the action force. I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, he seems a little loopy.
Well, he signed a deal with me some years ago, so I hooked him up with Nicole. That was the deal.
Nice.
I had to have her soul, and the only way is, you know...
Nicole?
Anna Nicole Smith, you dumbass.
Anna Nicole, right.
Anna Nicole. What did I say? Nicole?
Yeah, you said Nicole. It threw me off.
That's Nick. We call
Nick,
her Nicky.
Yeah.
Anna Nicky. Nicky Smith, you know.
Right.
Well, we talk about her. Well, you know, I'm sorry, you don't know a lot of that.
No, I don't.
We talk, you know, Howard Stern and I talk a lot.
Howard K. Stern.
we used to talk a lot because he wanted to get close to her, and I said the only way is if I could have her soul. And, he's going to have to fix it so that I can have her soul. And he worked it out.
Did you work out something for a kid's soul, too?
No.
Did you have anything to do with that astronaut that put a diaper on and drove across the country?
You know, sometimes you really don't have to do much.
You just take in the pub.
You just revel in it, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes people just snap and they say, hey, the devil made me do it. And I'm like, yes! Another one of my fans.
Out of sight. Out of
sight. Well, I got to run.
All right,
I'd like
man.
To hang out, but I got to go.
Does the devil really run? Do you run?
No,
or is it just
a
figure of speech?
No, it's a figure of speech.
All right.
I got to mosey on.
Thanks for coming by.
What do I say? I got to float away.
Hey, can you give the G-Man? Well, I guess you don't have to because he knows everything. I was going to say, tell the G-Man that we'd like to talk to him again.
Yeah, if I see him.
He's got some time, but the minute I think that, he already knows that. That's the cool thing about
you know,
the G-Man.
I mean, he's setting up the resurrection block party, and right now he's been eating a lot of fish on Fridays, so that makes him a little cranky because of Lent and all that.
Yeah.
Instead of fasting, he's chosen to just eat the fish, and he's not really happy about that. He likes a good steak, you know. but he's just following the rules because, you know, he made them up. Well, his son did anyway.
Well, yeah, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Right.
I'm the Holy Ghost. Guess you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go, man.
All right, man.
Talk to you later.
Later. All right, man. Get the hell out of here. Hey, that's a good one. Get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out. What happened?
Oh, nothing, man. I think
my ass is killing me.
You've been ripping them over there.
What do you mean ripping them?
All right, man. Are we ready to take it to part three?
Yeah, let's take it to part three, shall we?
Part three.
Already? Dude, it was like we were 13 minutes into it, and what happened? What did I miss?
Yeah, we could have a short part two. I don't mind.
But it says 30 minutes. What's going on here? What did I miss?
Oh, that's the time change. We had the time change.
Oh, 15-minute time change. Okay, so spring ahead 15 minutes now?
Yeah, DST, man.
All right.
DST.
DST, decentralized time. All right, we'll be right back. Bah!
That was part two. Now stay tuned for... Part three. Just one last click away. At Total Talk Nonsense with Sean and Scott.